Going to begin in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Breath of heaven. The Word of God is God breathed. It's God's breath to you today. It's God's breath. His word is alive and his word is active. He sent his word to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every individual that is gathered in this room. He never leaves anyone out. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 4, the word of God says, "But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus." You know, I want you to understand that when Jesus gave us the model prayer, he said, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God wants you and I to understand that you're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. God isn't just waiting for us to get to heaven to have heaven. He wants to bring heaven to earth. Amen. He wants to bring heaven into this house today. So turn with me in Philippians chapter 3 for our message this morning. Philippians chapter 3. That Paul writes in Philippians 3:7, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Now as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that to which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." And to apprehend means to perceive or to get or to take. Okay? Today I want to focus our attention this morning to verse number 10. That says, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." The title of this morning's message is Experience Heaven. We're going to look at the purpose, the power, the promise, and the pattern. Okay? If you're with me, can we all lift our word in the house today? And can we make a declaration together? Say, "I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be everything God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your word to me today. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do today. So, Father, I pause right now. Father, I pray that the Spirit of God speaks through me today. Father, may this vessel be opened for your glory and for your honor and for your praise. Father, if any plans that I have, Father God, I lay them down at the cross today. And I say, Lord, have your way. Just as you sent the angel and Isaiah to the altar and took those coals, those fiery coals, and you placed them upon his lips, and you said, because my lips are unclean. Father, I pray that you purify the words that proceed out of this mouth today, and may everything that's said and done bring glory, honor, and praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, if there's anyone in the congregation here today that does not know you, may this be the day of their salvation. For those that may have drifted away, may this be the day of their return. And for the entire body of believers that are gathered here today, may we be edified, exhorted, and comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And we'll never cease to give you all glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Amen. When I'm looking at the purpose, he says here in our text that I may know him. And you know, in other words, to know him, God bless y'all. To know him, we have to know him on purpose. We have to purpose to do that. So turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 9. Now, I'll be all the way through the word, and you might not keep up with it. If you have a pencil and a pen, you might jot down the scripture references. If I start getting going, I might speed up, I might slow down. I don't know what he's going to do yet. Amen. Look at the one next to you. Say, it's surely good to be sitting beside you in the house of God. It brings my heart joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The prophet Jeremiah said this in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse number 23. He's speaking about the glory of knowing the Lord. He said in verse 23, he said, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man, the kids are having a blast. Sometimes the radio comes through the mic, and I didn't know it was the radio coming through the mic. Excuse me. Where was I? Pardon me. And let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. And what he is saying to us today is that you may know him, that we purpose to know him. We purposely seek after him. So look with me in Colossians chapter 1. You know, he says his loving kindness, his judgment, and his righteousness. You know, in the last day, when the Lord returns, he's going to judge us according to his word. So our lives are hid in Christ Jesus, but we live according to the word of God. Amen. I want you to understand that the Lord is long-suffering towards us. He's not willing that any of us should perish, but that we would come to repentance. In other words, all God's saying to us, he would love for us to change our mind concerning him. The more we know him, the more we're transformed into his image. We become the image of Christ because guess what? We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen? So if he says that, he says in Colossians 1, the Apostle Paul encouraged the church of Colossae in verse number 10. He said that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Amen. And so what he is saying to us is, hey, we should have on purpose. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. They're plans for good. He has purpose. You know, and I like that song, Barbara Judy. Do you know that song, I Need You More?
I need you more, more than yesterday. I need you more, more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more, I need you more. More than the air I breathe, more than the song I sing, more than the next heartbeat, more than anything. And Lord, as time goes by, I'll be by your side, 'cause I'll never want to go back to my old life. I need you more.
Amen. You know, the more I know him, the more I need him. The more I need him, the more I know him. In other words, I'm purposing to know him. I want you to understand something. I want you to understand the love of God that surmounts every bit of our understanding. The more I know him, the more love I find. Amen. And the more love I find, the more it pours out and softens and tenderizes my heart. Amen. That's the transforming power of God. Amen. Amen. I used to think that love was a silly thing. Yeah, men don't love. Till I met a man that really loved. Jesus. Jesus, 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 the greatest name I know. Hallelujah. You know, he says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 18, he said that we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. In other words, there's no searching his understanding. He gives power to the weak. He gives power to the faint. Amen. And they that wait upon him, he renews us. Amen. We're renewed. We're renewed as we spend time with him. The more we know him, the more we become like him. Amen. We're being changed from glory to glory to glory. And as Paul was saying, he said that I may know him. And he said, what? And the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection. And I want you to understand something. I was looking at that, and the Lord was reminding me, in Ezekiel chapter 37, the prophet Ezekiel was faced with a valley that's full of dead things. It's a valley full of dead bones. And what the Lord was speaking to me about, you may be in a dead-end job. You may be facing a dead-end situation. Things may not be looking good to you at the very moment. It may be looking like a bunch of dead bones and skeletons that are in front of you. But God wants you to know, by his resurrection power and by the word of God, you can prophesy over that thing and you can call life to it, just as he did in Ezekiel 37:10. He spoke life to those dead bones. And if you're in a dead circumstance and a dead situation, stop feeding the dead situation and the dead circumstance and feed the answer. Speak the promise of God over top of that thing and get into the praise and glory of God and give him praise. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to speak to the dead thing and I'm going to call some life to it. Amen. And then I'm going to call some death to some things that are alive that needs to die. Hallelujah. I had someone that called me last night. A little child had type 1 diabetes. And she was talking about, if it's the Lord's will to heal him, the Lord will heal him. And all the Lord said to me, he quoted Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans that I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a hope and expect it in. And then I sent the word in the name of Jesus. I speak to that pancreas and I call life to it in Jesus' name. And I believe life came to it when it was called forth. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. Turn with me to Romans 8, verse number 11. Hallelujah. I'm going to get excited here in a minute. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit jumping up and down. Come on. Come on. Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, but the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. And some people think, well, yeah, he's going to resurrect us. And the day when the trumpet sounds, our dead bodies are going to raise. And God is saying, no. He's saying that spirit that's inside of you, it is alive and well. It's the spirit of God that's dwelling in you. It's not the spirit that's calling from heaven. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal body. There's some organs in your body that aren't working. God wants to quicken them by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That God's alive. God's alive. The Spirit of God is alive. You're alive and well. Amen. Amen. Get it in your thinking. Say to your neighbor, I'm alive and I'm well. I got the Spirit of Christ, the resurrected Christ, living in me. He's alive and well. I'm alive and well. Give God a shout of praise. Come on now. Amen. Amen. It's time for us to kick some devil butt. Hallelujah. Hasn't he been kicking you and beating you up long enough? It's kind of time for you and I to take some dominion over him. Amen. Amen. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a victor. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Devil, you're a liar. Get behind me. Tell him right now. Devil, you're a liar. Get behind me. You don't belong in front of me. I'm a child of God. I belong to him. Take that. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise. Say to your body. Body. Sickness. I bind you by the power and authority of Jesus' name. Get away from me. I'm the image of Christ. There's no sickness in me, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! 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 He came in this last Sunday with high blood pressure and he left without, right? Give God praise! It's the same spirit. Amen? In other words, God wants to get something in your heart today. If you can believe, as a child of God, that one day he's going to raise all your family members that you went ahead and buried that were in Christ Jesus. And that if you should die before Christ comes, that he's going to raise you up. What makes you think he can't take care of you now? If he's got power to speak life into your old dust in the ground, he sure has power to bring life to every organ in your body. Come on, come on, come on. Amen. Hey, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, we're going to walk in faith. We're going to believe God in his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn me to Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, you don't have to yell. Well, you know why I yell? Because the devil's deaf. Okay. He's deaf. He's hard of hearing. Hello? You know, if you get a stain, they got this thing that fits for the wash machine. It's called shout. Hallelujah. And sometimes when the adversary puts that stain on us, we just got to shout it out. Would you shout it out? Tell it again. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. He says, if ye then be risen with Christ, if ye then be risen with Christ, the resurrection hasn't taken place yet, okay? You with me? He said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, not where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ and God. Amen? Come on now. We operate under the resurrected life. Amen? With power. 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 He says not only that we may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship with his sufferings. Hey, you know something, church? We're going to go through some things in this sticky world in which we live in. The world's not stinky in Christ. The world's stinky because of sin. But if we start shouting it out, there'll be a fresh aroma that covers our nation. Do you think it might be possible that we feed the adversary too much? Don't you think it's time for the church to arise? We're in this world. We're not of this world. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. We're in this world. We're not of this world. He says we're a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're a peculiar people. He says we should be showing forth the praises of him that brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. At one time, we're not a people, but now, praise God, we're the people of God who had not obtained mercy, but praise God, we have obtained mercy. Hallelujah. Look to the next one to you and says, God's mercy says no. He's not going to let you go. He's not going to let you slip away. Life and death are standing face to face. And nothing will take God's love away. His mercy says no. Hallelujah. 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 Give God praise and glory in the house. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8, verse 17, he says, you got to get a hold of this. We're spiritual beings. We're supposed to be allowing our flesh man to die. How many is having problem with their flesh in the room? Be transparent and open. Okay, so we're having problems with our flesh. Let's listen to what the Word of God says when we're dealing with our flesh. He says, therefore, brethren, in Romans 8, 12, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify or kill the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Amen. And hello, it's a battle, and who wins the battle is the one you feed the most. Amen. Amen. In other words, if you don't feed the Spirit of God in you, he's going to be a hungry, hungry, hungry Zippo, because it's going to be zip, because you got to feed the Spirit. Amen. We're so busy taking care of the appetites of our flesh. And listen to me. God isn't condemning anybody in this room. Listen to me. The Word of God says there is therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. I'm not speaking to your spirit, man. We're going to battle the flesh. Amen? Are you with me? Everybody with me? Amen? So look with me in 1 Peter. 5. Verse number 10 says, but the God of grace, who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, that after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. I want you to understand something, my friends. He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. I want you to understand that God never starts something that he doesn't finish. He's the author and finisher. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega, okay? And God's got a work that he's doing in every life in the room. Some are a little further ahead in the kingdom of God, but God doesn't love you any more than he loves the wretchest of sinners. There's no respect of persons with God. He loves us all in the same manner. I don't care how much I do for him. I don't care how many messages I preach. I don't care how many souls that I win for the kingdom of God. He doesn't love me any more than he loves anyone else. His love is unconditional. His love is flowing to everyone in this room. God loves you. God loves you. You know, when we sang that song, His Love Never Ends, it goes on and on and on and on it goes. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to look with me in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. This is his word, not my word. Amen. Some of you are going through some things in your life. He wants you to understand verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. We find in our text, we find the purpose, the power, and the promise. And in closing, we're going to look at the pattern. Amen. Look with me in Galatians chapter 2. In Philippians 3:13, he says, be made conformable unto his death. Being made conformable unto his death. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In closing, what is God saying to you and I today? It's simply this. When we follow the pattern, we can start operating and moving in the promise. As we walk in the promise, He'll start fulfilling His power. As we're walking in fulfilling His power, that you'll operate and you'll move with purpose. Like He said, He has plans for everyone in the room. And the plans He has for everyone in this room is for good. He has purpose and plans for each and every one of us. What He said is what Jesus said. Is He said it simple as this in Matthew chapter 16. Verse number 24, Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is it a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What the Lord is saying to you and I in closing today is simple as this. Just as the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 10, that we have to purpose to know Him. We have to do this on purpose. It's a purposed act. And as we purpose to know Him, we'll operate in the power of His resurrection. That power of the resurrection is you're no longer dead. You're dead to this world and you're alive to Christ Jesus and to the kingdom of God. That we walk in all the promises of God. All the promises in Him are yes and amen to the glory of God by us. And as we follow this pattern where Paul said, I had to die to myself. And as we spoke a minute ago, we said, how many are having trouble with their flesh? And today in closing, before we take Holy Communion, God wants to deal with some flesh in the room. So if you're dealing and you're battling with some things in your body and the flesh, and the flesh seems to be overriding your spirit, I just ask you to stand. And don't worry about what anybody thinks. This is about you and the Lord. You're battling flesh in your life. God wants us to understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down every stronghold. That we're casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and we're bringing under captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Can we lift our hands in the sanctuary today? Can we lift our hands together and say, Lord, you see what I'm battling with. I choose today to release it to you. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God helps me to walk away from this act of my flesh, that I never look back, that I keep my eyes upon you, the author and finisher of my faith. Now call that thing out quietly yourself. I'm not interested in what you're dealing with. It's between you and the Lord. Ask Him to forgive you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive us, Father God. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. We pray, Lord, that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. For thou art the power and the glory and the kingdom forever and ever. Maybe you're here today and you haven't invited Jesus in your life, or maybe you slipped away from him and you need to return to him today. Can we pray as a congregation, say, Dear Jesus, come back into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I acknowledge you died on the cross. You arose from the grave. You purchased me a place in heaven. Father, forgive me my sins. Keep my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God wants you to know he didn't remove your name from the Lamb's Book of Life, but in your mind you thought he did. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Come on, God's not done yet. Father, your word declares that if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Just say, Lord, refill me, refresh me, renew me with your spirit, I pray, in Jesus' name. I am in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I give you praise, Lord. Give him glory in the house.